Good morning. I'm Riley Rosenmeyer.
I'm Ella Muller.
And I'm Meredith Tigges. You're listening to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
If you're trying to get to Garrigan lately, you'll probably have to do more planning than you're used to. That's because the city of Algona recently started doing major construction along McCoy Street, right in front of the school. McCoy Street is entirely closed, and so is the intersection with Poplar, right by the Garrigan parking lot. That means both students and visitors coming from the west need to make a pretty significant detour to get to school.
The main access to Garrigan is now from the east on Poplar off Finn Drive. You can access Finn Drive from Highway 18 by Snap-on and also from Oak Street, State Street, and McGregor Road. Turn west on Poplar right by the industrial park, and the road leads right past the softball field to our parking lot. At the moment, this is the only vehicle entrance to the school, and there is no parking lot along McCoy.
The construction project will continue through the rest of the school year and all summer long. It's important to keep that in mind if you plan to come to concerts, graduation, or the summer baseball and softball games. There will also be construction on North Phillips Street by Seton and St. Cecilia's this summer, so you'll need to plan around that, too.
The past couple days, two Golden Bear track stars have been in Des Moines competing at Drake Relays. Audie Crooks qualified for Drake in both the shot put and discus, while Molly Joyce qualified in long jump. Audie and Molly are better known for their accomplishments in basketball, but both brought home gold medals from the state track meet last spring. Congratulations to Drake Relay qualifiers Molly Joyce and Audie Crooks.
Spring sports have been going well for most of the Golden Bear teams. The boys' track team's top finish was last Friday when they won the championship at Pocahontas Relays. Colin Casey took first place in the high jump, and he was second in two different hurdle events. Quinn Swift was first in both the 1600 and 3200 meter runs. And his brother, Gavin, was second in both events. Matt Kolash and Hollis Bodie earned second place medals in the 800 and 400 meter runs.
Four Golden Bear relay teams also earned silver medals. The shuttle hurdle team featured Caden Rothler, Sam Plath, Justin Bauer, and Colin Casey, while the sprint medley included Cal Berkey, Hollis Bodie, Owen Murphy, and Justin Bauer. In the 4x800 meter relay, Saba Meraz, Benji Trainer, Isaac DeLang, and Andrew Lichter took second place, while Cal Berkey, Jack Ringenet, Owen Murphy, and Brody Ludwig took silver in the 4x200 meter relay.
The Bishop Garrigan golf teams have also been doing very well. Last Wednesday, the girls won the annual CYO meet, beating out other schools from the Diocese of Sioux City, and the boys were second at the same meet. Annie Burns was the overall medalist for the girls. Ava Eisenmarth was second, and Riley Rosenmeyer third. On the boys' side, Joey Schumacher was the Bears' top golfer at CYO, followed by Ethan Cooper.
Next Friday, we will hold our annual Grandparents' Day at Garrigan and Seton. In the morning, grandparents will attend Mass with the elementary and middle school students. Then high school students will have a special lunch with our grandparents, and we'll give them a tour of the building as well. Our grandparents are an important part of the school, and we always enjoy having them visit.
Tonight is prom night 2022, and for the past couple days, the juniors have been working hard to transform the old gym into a beautiful ballroom. The prom theme is Set the Scene, recalling the glamour of old Hollywood. Doors will open at 7:30, and the Grand March is at 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend the Grand March, and admission is just $1.
Spring is time for student council elections. This year, there wasn't an actual election for the student body co-presidents, though, because the only candidates were unopposed. Congratulations to Eva Snyder and Avery Birdie, who will be next year's student body co-presidents. Class representative elections will be held next week.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Luke Bernhard. Luke Bernhard comes to Garrigan from the Bancroft area. He loves the farm life, and he also helps out his class with construction projects, like building things at homecoming. He says the thing he misses most about Garrigan is seeing his friends every day. After graduating, Luke wants to go into both farming and trucking, and we wish him all the best after high school.
Thanks, Ella. On our Golden Bear calendar tonight is prom night. The Grand March is at 8 p.m., then on Monday, baseball and softball practices officially begin.
The Bears will host a co-ed golf meet with North Union Monday night, and there's also co-ed track at Algona High. Then, next Wednesday, will be the high school spring concert and art show.
The Top of Iowa Conference track meet will be Thursday night at Forest City. Also that night, there's co-ed golf with Algona. Finally, Friday is Grandparents' Day, and that night, the band and choir will compete at large group music at Algona High. And that's the Bear Facts for April. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news at Bishop Garrigan High School.